In the beginning of Parsha Shmini, Moshe says that Hashem commanded them to bring certain karbanos for the eighth day of Miluim, right? Egel b'makar lachatas, etc., etc. Sharai l'shlamim. Then it says Vayikhuis asher tzivah Moshe al pnei olmoed. Bnei Israel took whatever Moshe said and brought it to the olmoed. Vayikruvu kol oidav yamdu l'pnei Hashem, and they all stood there waiting for Aaron to do the avoda. Vayomer Moshe zeh davar shetzivah Hashem tasu. This is what Hashem said you should do. V'yeira lechem kod Hashem. And Hashem's glory, Hashem's Shechina, will appear to you. So all the Mefarshim wonder about this. Bnei Israel already brought everything. They were standing there. There was nothing left for them to do. So why is Moshe telling them, this is what Hashem commanded you should do in order to see the Shechina, if they already did everything? Now they were just standing there. It was like too late to tell them to do anything. So some Rishonim suggest maybe the Psukim are a little out of order, and Moshe had told them this previously, but that's, putting the Psukim out of order is a bit of a chiddush. The Netziv understands this from a philosophical perspective. He says Moshe was trying to tell them, not tell them to do something now. They'd already done. They brought the karbanos. They were standing there. Moshe is trying to give them a philosophical insight. Zeh davar sheitziva Hashem ta'asu v'yeira lechem kvod Hashem. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to do asher tziva Hashem. And then you're going to see the Shechina. What's Moshe trying to tell them? So obviously, we know what's going to happen later in Parsha Shemini. The Netziv sees this in the context of what happens later in Parsha Shemini. There's, unfortunately, the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu after they do something that's not so clear what they did wrong. There are so many days in the Medrash as to whatever they did, that one thing that it for sure proves is that it's very unclear what was wrong with what they did. But what are all the days in the Medrash getting at? What is the yisod of what was wrong with Nadav and Avihu? So the Pasuk says, right, Vayichu Shnei Bnei Aaron Nadav Avihu Ishmach Tasov Vaitnu Vahein Ish Vayosim Oleim Ketores Vayakriv Lufnei Hashem Ish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Osam. Something that Hashem hadn't commanded them. If you look at that in the context of the beginning of the parasha, it's Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu. It's Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu. They did Asher Lo Tziva Hashem. Obviously, that was their mistake. What was their mistake? They Taka brought some Ketores. Doesn't seem like such a terrible thing. So the Netziv says that you have to be very, very careful when it comes to Avodas Hashem. If you notice, in Parshas Pekudei, when we have the building of the Mishkan and the making of all the Begadim and the making of all the Kelim, you might have noticed a bit of a refrain. In Parshas Pekudei, every paragraph ends with Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. So much important, they did it exactly like Hashem commanded Moshe. Now, our whole lives are supposed to be Ovid Hashem, but why Davka here in this context of the Mishkan, the constant refrain of Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe? So the answer is very pashut. If we're dealing with theology, with a mikdash, with bringing Hashem's presence down amongst us, with like a direct relationship to Hashem, how do you get this relationship? How do you get ruchnis in your life? If you want to be a good person, you know what? There are different ways of being a good person. Maybe you could use your common sense to figure out more or less how to be a good person. And there's value to that. Okay, the more sifim and shulchan aruch you're mekayim, the better. But there's value in being a nice person, which you can figure out on your own. But when it comes to being over to Hashem, to a shechina, to a mikdash, when it comes to theology and bringing the shechina down into our lives, then ultimately, what do we really understand about the nature of Hashem? We really know what it means Hashem. We really know how to tell the difference between empty enthusiasm and authentic feelings of spirituality, right? You can't see Hashem. You can't feel Hashem. You can't... Hashem's not a physical thing. So how do we know when we really have the presence of Hashem in our lives and when we just have a high, when we just have a feeling? How do we know what's, you know, a real presence of Hashem that leads people to have kaddush and tahor lives and to bring the world to be the way that Hashem created and wanted it to be and bring Mashiach, versus someone just has, ooh, feelings of spiritual feelings and highs and excitement, and that just leads them to do peculiar things and to do perhaps unethical things and to do things that end up destroying Kedusha V'Tahara? How do we know that difference? Is any human being smart enough to figure out that difference? Right? So, I once saw a book, Baba Noseinu Arabin. It was called, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. That book might be true about manners, about, you know, politeness, about a certain few basic midos that all philosophers can figure out on their own. Everything I need to know about some parts of life, maybe about the most basic levels of being a civilized person, Taka, maybe you can learn in kindergarten. But everything you need to know, but if there's one thing the Torah is against, it's against that book. What the Torah tells us, there's more to life than what you learn in kindergarten. There's amazing heights you can reach in life. There's ruchnius. There's coming close to Hashem. There's bringing the Shekhinah amongst us. There's perfecting the world. L'taken olam malchus shakai. You can't learn that in kindergarten. Not only can't you learn that in kindergarten, you can't learn in elementary school, you can't learn in high school, you can't even learn in university, even if you get a PhD. Because it's not something we can figure out on our own. By definition, Hashem is not graspable by human logic. What's the only way we can know how to reach Hashem, how to bring Hashem into our lives? The answer is, Hashem tells us. Hashem gave us a Torah to remind us and reinforce us things we can figure out on our own, like don't kill and don't steal and honor your parents. But to add nuances to those and to add entirely new areas of halacha, of things we can never figure out on our own, of how to bring God into our lives, which is something a human being can't figure out on your own. If you think you can figure out Hashem on your own, then you don't really believe in Hashem. Then you don't believe Hashem is greater than anything we can grasp. The only way you can really bring Hashem into our lives is Eser Shotziva Hashem, by following the halacha, by following a certain Mesorah. Hashem himself tells us how to bring him into our lives, because he's the only one who understands himself. And he's the only one who can tell us what's an authentic spirituality and what's a fake spirituality. What's an authentic desire to be a good person, to find favor in Hashem's eyes, and what's just people making things up as to, you know, as to what they think would be a nice idea and calling it Avodas Hashem. The only answer to that is Eis Asher Tziva Hashem is found in the Torah, in the Halacha. And that's the problem with the Chet HaEgel, right? The Kuzari and the Rabban and others famously, what was so bad about the Chet HaEgel? They were just trying to worship Hashem. Hashem said, make two golden kruvim. They were extra from, they only made one golden calf instead of two golden kruvim. So what was so Avodah Zardik about it? The answer is very pashut. Because the way Hashem says that he has it all worked out in his unfathomable machshavos, that it will lead to authentic spirituality, it will lead to re'iyas hashchina. If we try to do it in our own way, then it just leads to the opposite. And we see, vayikum l'tzachek, instead of leading to mor mikdash, it led to tzchok. How do you know that one calf leads to one way and two kruvim lead to another way? I don't know. That's what we have Hashem give us a Torah for, because Hashem knows these things. And that's why the Mishkan has to be Asher Tziva Hashem Zosheh. You want to do it in your own life? Okay, you're more or less a good person. That's more or less good enough. But in the Mikdash, the difference between more or less and the Halacha is the difference between the Egel and the Kruvim. It's the difference between something that backfires and turns into a Tzchok and something that's authentic spirituality. And that's Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. And that is exactly, the Netziv says, what Moshe told the people. He wasn't telling them to do anything. He was telling them the philosophy behind it. Zeh Hadavar Sheyetziva Hashem Tasu. We're doing a lot of interesting looking things, a lot of exciting looking things. You know what's really holy about them? What's really holy about them is not how impressive the clothing is, and not how nice the music is. What's really holy about them is Asher Tziva Hashem, that Hashem gave us these instructions to bring himself into our lives, and we couldn't have figured this out on our own. And that's the problem of Nadav Navihu. Nadav Navihu says, we also want to bring an Eish, we can also bring a Taurus, we'll figure it out on our own. Figuring it out on your own is very nice in some realms of life. You could do a pretty good job. But in the Mikdash, there's no figuring out on your own means Eish Zara, which is like Avodah Zara. In the Mikdash, it's just walking the along the edge of the cliff and falling into the abyss of Avodah Zarah. And that was why, but none of you, it comes from desire for Avodah Hashem, but was a problematic Avodah Hashem that led to such a big punishment. I just want to end by pointing out that this is, of course, the tremendous insight of the Beis HaLevi on the Maftir for the Shabbos, which is Parshas Parah. The Beis HaLevi asks a famous stira in Rashi. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Parah, says, Paradum is a chukah. We don't understand what it means at all. And then at the end of Parshas Parah, Rashi says, but I learned from Moshe Darshan Pshat in Paraduma. Paraduma is a parah, is the mother of the Egel. We sinned in the Egel. The Achronim added that brought more death into the world. So, when we have death, we have to bring the parah, the mother, to wipe up the mess that her baby made, right? If a baby comes to someone's house, makes a mess, the mother has to clean it up, right? The parah comes and atones for the Chet HaEgel. So Beis HaLevi asks, if it atones for the Chet HaEgel, then it's not a Chet, then it's not a Sarei Chok. Then we understand why it's. So why does Rashi say we don't understand? And the answer is no, that's exactly the point. How do you atone for the Chet HaEgel? The Chet HaEgel was a Chet of saying, we can have our own brand of spirituality. We can have our own rules of Avodas Hashem and our own services and our own ways of doing things. And we don't need to follow exactly Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. We can bring Hashem into our lives however makes sense to us at first glance. That was the Chet of the HaEgel. What's the only way to be mechaper the Chet HaEgel? Not to bring this animal and that animal. None of that's going to be mechaper the Chet HaEgel. The only way to be mechaper the Chet HaEgel is to fix what you did wrong. How do you fix what you did wrong? Zos chukas haTorah. If we do something that doesn't make sense to us, we do it just as Hashem commanded us in the Torah, that's the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. So there's no stira in Rashi. The whole point of Parah Adumah is to do something that we don't understand just because Hashem knows better than we do. And that gufa is how we're mechaper on the Chet HaEgel, by showing that we know what's real avodas Hashem and what's improper, avodas Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, going from Parah to Achodesh, if we all mischazik in the proper way of avodas Hashem, we try Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu v'yeir aleichem kvod Hashem. We'll bring the kvod Hashem. Paro leads to Achodesh. We'll lead to the ultimate geula, and we'll have the Shekhinah back. Meis Hamikdash Meher Yomeinu.
The purpose is